Good afternoon, folks, and welcome back once again to another edition of the Come Out of Her, My People show. I am your host, Mark Collin. As you probably know by now, this is a show where we talk about a biblical, well, let's call it a suggestion. It comes pretty close to a mandate. I'll suggest that at certain times it is one, and that is come out of her. It comes from a number of places in Scripture, but primarily Revelation 18:4, which says, come out of her, my people. Don't participate in the sins so that you don't partake of the plagues. I've said for a while, I think the plagues are increasingly obvious. And today, what I'm going to do is, I had a title in mind. Let me lay out the title of the show for today. And we'll talk about some aspects of something that you've probably heard before. The Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, or thesis. Antithesis, synthesis. What is it? Well, basically, this is a way of Big Brother and those who want to do evil, although I think Hegel would have said something different. Plan a problem, calculate the reaction to the problem, use that to consolidate your power, and voila, synthesis. You get more power, and if it took a false flag to get there, or just things that happened anyway, but the result is the same, more power, you got it. So let's call the show this, but then I'll back off a bit. Border invasions, vaccine mandates, and the Hegelian dialectic. You know, as I was putting things together, it really occurred to me, if you've ever been on a farm and seen a cattle chute, maybe that's the thing I should have used as the title for the show. The cattle chute that Americans are being driven into, whether they know it or not. Basically, the idea of a cattle chute is it's a bunch of walls that come together. You send the masses of cattle running towards it, meow, moo, moo, and they basically squeeze themselves one at a time, come out, and you can put them on a truck, you can send them to the slaughterhouse, you can do whatever you want with them. And, of course, in the case of Big Brother, the cattle chute metaphor is a maybe simpler way of putting what's going on than the Hegelian dialectic is. But back to those things that I mentioned, the border invasions, the vaccine mandates, and all of what's coming together, what I'm getting ready to suggest is going to be very politically incorrect. Probably you know that by now that's par for the course, not only for this show, but for the way things work. If it's politically correct, it almost certainly involves, somewhere down the line, a cattle chute. And in the case of Scripture, there's another line from Revelation that has to do with something called the mark of the beast. If you followed the descent into American tyranny, you understand that no one should be allowed to buy or sell without some kind of Big Brother permission. Call it a mark if you want. Really sounds a whole lot like the commerce justifications that date all the way back to the Great Depression, where essentially first you had some farmers in a famous case that were told, look, once you signed up for Big Brother's subsidy program, you're in for a penny, in for a pound, can't get out. And we're going to justify even intrastate commerce as somehow affecting everything that we want to control. And so, for example, if you... don't buy something because you choose to grow it on your own farm instead. See, aha, that affects interstate commerce. I guess if you breathe, drink water, or eat food, ultimately, that affects interstate commerce. And what does that mean? Big Brother can regulate it, tax, fold, spindle, and essentially control it. And all of this, ultimately, says Mark of the Beast. Well, let's talk about some of the specifics, and you'll see what I mean as I go through this. The first one I mentioned I'm not going to do first because I think it makes more sense to start with this one. It's not getting much attention except among some of the alternative press. It is, however, the subject of much hysteria, so I guess you could say it's getting attention that way. I'm looking at a piece that I spent some time on during the news show today, a nice summary of all of the evil that's going on by Rebecca Terrell at thenewamerican.com. It's entitled, Forced Vaccinations, Is It Time for Big Brother to Become Your Doctor? And, of course, I use the metaphor from the Nazi era, Dr. Mengele, in this case, because that's what we're talking about. Government pushes immunization mandates, it says, claiming that vaccines are safe and the diseases they present, booga, 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 well, allegedly prevent, are killers. And so, therefore, it's okay for us to take the slaves, strap them down to a gurney, and inject them whether they like it or not. Because, after all, whose body is it? Well, we've established that. As the old joke goes, now we're dickering price, and the price is your freedom. Anyway, it begins like this. Anti-vaxxer, well, that's an ugly word, akin to genocidal Nazi or some other things that I won't go through because they become distractions. Suffice it to say that child killer is a good term if you apply it to, say, a high-ranking Democrat looking for national office. You can kill kids and call it abortion, even if it's post-birth. That's okay. You're a progressive. But if it's... well, somebody in a church in Waco, that's an excuse for killing them and the kids. All right, there is a New York Times opinion columnist, scumbag, idiot. Well, he's not an idiot. I think he's doing this because he's evil, but that's my opinion. Named columnist Frank Bruni. He wrote a recent editorial piece that said the following, and I'm not kidding you folks. This isn't just a public health crisis. It's public sanity one. It's a public sanity crisis, he claims. Well, the trouble is, it's the insane, like this guy writing for the New York Times, that don't get it. Here's what he means. The anti-vaccine crowd aren't trafficking in anything concrete, mundane, and quaint as facts. They're not really engaged in a debate about medicine. They're immersed in a world of conspiracies and the dark shadows where no data can be trusted. Nothing is what it seems. And those who buy the line, the party line, are pitiable sheep. Now, the problem is, folks, there are, in fact, figures, numbers, statistics, and, yeah, even lines of thought, logic, that Big Brother doesn't want you to know. And his minions at the ministries of propaganda, like the New York Times, aren't going to allow you to hear. Natural News, Mike Adams, when they try to print actual facts that this guy decries so much, are being shut down. There are certain facts you're just not allowed to hear. I'm going to go through a few of them in just a minute. But now it's the measles epidemic, booga, 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 in 20 states that have ignited extreme reactions from Big Brother's wannabe controllers, slave masters. In January, Washington Governor Jay Inslee declared a public health emergency, citing a whole 31 cases of measles in two counties. Whoa, that's something to be afraid of. Forget the numbers of people crossing the border en masse that are carrying a hell of a lot worse things en masse than measles that are, instead of being quarantined or called a public health emergency, are being given bus tickets and sent off to sanctuary cities or just infiltrating the rest of the countryside. Can you catch the incongruity here, the outright obscene conflicts? Oh, good grief. Okay, so... a few measles cases is an extreme emergency, but thousands upon thousands of infected people carrying who knows what diseases, and I guarantee you they know and they're not going to tell you, from drug-resistant tuberculosis to things most Americans have never heard of, like dengue fever, are a lot worse than a formerly common and ultimately non-threatening childhood disease like measles. In New York, of course, the communist mayor, Bill de Blasio, has ordered Achtung mandatory vaccinations, targeting, ironically, the Orthodox Jewish community of Williamsburg in Brooklyn, where you'd expect a few people there would know a Nazi when they see one or when they recognize the fruit. They sued de Blasio. He basically said, imposing a $1,000 fine on a whole number of people who didn't want to take his poke, well... we could care less what the parents had to say, and he added, quote, we will beat them. I'll say it the way it probably should be pronounced. We will beat them, und sie will know who is boss. The problem is the word mandatory here, and I'll come back to that. The implication, says Terrell in the article from the New American, is that victims are dropping like flies, measles will soon decimate entire cities, be afraid, be very afraid with extreme... prejudice, countermeasures, anything to save the people are necessary. And they failed to mention just how not severe the whole thing is. I mentioned last week, and this is another thing that got a lot of attention, and of course a lot of people need to be banned for even pointing this out. Once upon a time, measles was the stuff of sitcoms. There was a famous incident in the Brady Bunch. They did a whole show entitled, Is There a Doctor in the House? where essentially one of the kids comes home from school. He's happy because he's got the measles. He gets a few days off. Then a later scene, all the Brady kids are sitting around on a bed playing a game as they've all got the measles. And Marcia Brady, the cute oldest daughter, says something to the effect of, "Well, if you have to be sick, you can't beat the measles." And you're not allowed to even suggest that anymore, folks. Here is a little bit more from the piece. "In a fit of yellow journalism at its finest when it comes to hysteria and lies, a CBS affiliate in Texas featured an alarming picture of a baby supposedly suffering from measles." You ready for this? "The truth is, the child was in fact injured by the measles vaccine, MMR. And the mother of the child, Dawn Neufeld, on her two Facebook page," they haven't banned her yet, but no doubt, hey, that's coming, "said that CBS, quote, decided to use my kid as a poster child for the measles outbreak. But the irony is, Will doesn't have measles in this picture. This is the reaction he had to taking the so-called safe MMR shot." Meanwhile, the story goes on to note there's all kinds of nutcase columnists calling for the arrest of so-called anti-vaxxers spreading measles, saying there are laws und precedent to prosecute. How dare people think that they have control over their own bodies? Now, here's the idiocy, folks. I've had this discussion with folks for literally years now, and you'll hear people say, "Well, you don't have the right to infect my child." Well, wait a minute. Let's use a little bit of brain power here. I know that's a strain for some folks. If your child has the measles vaccine, why isn't he safe? My child can't possibly infect him. He is 100% safe and in... Well, is that true or not? Do you believe what you've been fed about that measles vaccine? If so, what are you worried about? Otherwise, you know, shut up. This is insidiously, downright idiotic, folks. Either the measles vaccine is safe and 100% effective, as they claim, or somebody's lying to you. And if it is safe, you don't need to worry about unvaccinated children, especially because unvaccinated children that get the disease are safe for life. They develop a lifelong immunity because that's the way their immune system was designed to work. It's the people who don't have the childhood disease that have to keep getting the booster shots, or when they get it as an adult, oh, it may be a whole lot worse. But there's more, because it's not 100% safe and effective. You're not allowed to talk about that. Two Facebook may ban you. Twitter will decide you're going to be shadow banned, and Google won't allow your searches to go through. We're headed here rapidly. I know. "A fully vaccinated 22-year-old woman sparked the 2011 measles epidemic in New York." What? Did she say fully vaccinated? Yep. "A 1985 epidemic struck a fully immunized school in Corpus Christi, Texas. Disneyland, and you got it. There are a lot of such cases. Some people, and they don't like to tell you this, even get the measles from the vaccine because it's a live vaccine. The problem is called shedding. You can be a carrier once you've taken the poke." Nope, not allowed to talk about that either. And of course, most recently, and still a problem, the USS Fort McHenry naval ship, full of Marines and sailors that are 100% vaccinated, had an outbreak of mumps, part of the MMR vaccine, again, among a 100% vaccinated crew. They've been quarantined offshore for 5 months. And when an adult gets it, even a young adult, it's more serious than if they'd been allowed to get the dreaded mumps when they were kids. Media also failed to note that the federal government declared, well, they do mention this, but they don't mention the whole story, that the measles were declared eliminated from the U.S. in 2000. And now they're trying to say it's anti-vaxxers who have ruined the record. But in reality, notes the story, CDC reported 86 cases in the nation in the same year it was declared eradicated, and more than 100 the next year. Well, what they do is they redefine what an outbreak is to enable these statistics to be manipulated just a little bit. And interestingly, from the years 2003 through 2015, there have been absolutely no deaths from the measles. Actually, the rate is still incredibly low. It's just that the numbers take a while before they either get published or denied. Over that same period, though, ready for this? Same period of time when there were no deaths from the measles, the government's Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VAERS, that's part of the wonderful system that allows the vaccine manufacturers to be free of any liability for anything that might be the side effects of their drug. Somebody else pays the bill, guess who? And you don't, for the most part, even get to hear about it. And most people, knowing just how rigged that system is, don't even bother to report it unless their child actually dies or something, in which case they'll get kind of a pitiable payoff. All right, anyway, same period that nobody's died from the measles, VAERS has linked the deaths of more than 100 children to the measles vaccine, which contains a live virus. What? 100 times more, well, actually more than that if you do the math. A lot more people, 100 people more have died from the vaccine than from the dreaded disease it's supposed to prevent. All right, so what are we supposed to make of all this, says the author, that vaccines are effective and harmless, except when, of course, they want to poke you with it, and then in that case, they're not that effective, and be very afraid if somebody's child isn't vaccinated. What a crock. All right, I'm going to go through the rest of this rapidly, because essentially that makes the point that I want to make. Think about something that you're supposed to be very afraid of, except when they ignore the real problems and try to push you to the fake ones. You're going to be very, very afraid if the waste stream gets their way of the neighborhood kid who is, his parents know that he's better off getting the measles and having a childhood ability thereafter throughout his life from having had that childhood disease to never need another thing, and his immune system will be stronger for it besides. Meanwhile, your school is going to be full, if you're putting them in the public cesspools anyway, of who knows how many illegal aliens that haven't been screened, haven't been prevented from coming in, but do go into the public cesspools. Maybe they'll vaccinate them for free. Oh, yeah, there you go. Carrying who knows how many worse diseases. I think there's an easy principle here. And remember, the vaccine manufacturers have no incentive to either research or to tell the truth or do much of anything when it comes to dealing with the adverse effects, because somebody else is footing the bill, and when there is a problem, it's somebody else that suffers. Autism, you don't even go there. Suffice it to say, if you even suggest that your reason for not wanting to vaccinate your children is because there might or might not be a connection with autism, Achtung, you are an anti-vaxxer, and we probably have to do something to you. The story notes, even less to be feared, of course, is chicken pox, but you wouldn't know that by recent headlines. It, too, is a childhood disease that most of us who grew up before the vaccine epidemic had. Probably don't even remember very much. I remember the little pustules and thinking they itched. But beyond that, folks, it's over and done with, and I'm thankful that I do have that immunity. The CDC website, though, strongly warns parents, chickenpox can be booga 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 serious, lead to severe complications, even death, even in healthy children. What a bunch of BS. The chickenpox vaccine entered the scene in 1995. Prior to that, say the statistics that people like the New York Times don't want you to actually understand, mortality rates annually were 0.003%. In other words, a lot less dangerous than probably drowning in bathtubs. Most deaths involved immunocompromised adults. In other words, adults who didn't get the disease as a child and didn't have the immunity to it and caught it later, and then now they got a real problem. But if you read the CDC, you'd think that the vaccine was completely safe. Not so. Dr. Gary Goldman, there's a name that probably will also be banned, he tells a different story. He was a research analyst for the CDC pilot vaccine program in California from 1995 through 2002 when he resigned. Why? Because the agency was routinely manipulating the data to conceal negative information. Side effects, statistics that get manipulated just a little bit because somebody's in bed with the manufacturer. Gee, have we ever seen that before? Many of the undesirable outcomes are reported through VAERS, however. You can still find them if you know where to look. And since mid-2018, the vaccine for, in this case, chickenpox, has caused nearly 4,000 serious adverse effects, including almost 200 deaths, most of whom were children under 6. And during the first few years after the vaccine was introduced, and this was before it got bundled up with other things, they had to add 17 adverse effects to the product labeling, including the transmission of the virus itself. In other words, you can catch the dreaded disease from the vaccine. Spinal cord injury. That sounds more severe than chicken pox, doesn't it? Guillain-Barré syndrome, an autoimmune disorder, and shingles. There's little press, though, about the positive aspects of naturally acquired chicken pox. Basically, it improves your immune system function, and you don't ever get it again, while if you get it as an adult, it can be quite serious. All right, I hope all of this makes a simple point. Let me summarize it. All right, it doesn't have to do with so much whether the vaccines are a good thing or a bad thing. It has to do with the suppression of the information so that you can decide. And worse still, it has to do with mandating that whether you like it or not, whether you're smart enough to say no or not, we're going to strap you to a gurney and inject you or take your kids because guess what? Big Brother is your master, and slaves don't have a right to say no to anything they want to stick in your body or poke in your you-know-what. You want to be vaccinated? In other words, no one is stopping you. They'll probably even subsidize it. Take the risks and recognize that if there's a negative outcome, well, the vaccine purveyor is going to get a pass, and you or your children may or may not suffer the results. So weigh the cost. Isn't that what Scripture says? Weigh the cost and the true benefits. That was what a free society was once about. But when it comes to a totalitarian government that's ultimately, let's not kid ourselves, willing to kill you, and that's what a mandate ultimately threatens, folks. If you say no, they will mandate it. Strap you to a gurney is not just a hyperbole, in other words. Fine you first, come take your guns if they feel like it, and then they can do anything they want to with you. I guarantee you, folks, this will come to blows. Am I urging that? No. I'm just stating an obvious fact. If you start taking away people's children and ultimately doing things to them that cause adverse effects we've already seen, sometimes children die or suffer autism or other bad things, and sometimes the parents, when they figure out what's been done to them and their children, they get a bit upset about all of that. This is about Big Brother enforcing its power over your body. And here's what I'm going to suggest is the real issue, and the reason why I started off with this story. The reality here, that reality is far, far more deadly than the vaccine or even the dreaded malady that it purports to avert. So don't kid yourself. Measles, no big deal. Chickenpox, no big deal. Whole lot of these things that you're supposed to be booga, booga, booga so afraid of are, in fact, no big deal. The big deal is you once had a God-given right to say no for you and for your child, and they're taking that away. And they're mandating something which is one of the worst kinds of totalitarianism imaginable. If they kill your child, guess who's not responsible? And that's a bad thing. By the way, if you look at sudden infant death syndrome and see the number of people that have been convicted and sent to prison for allegedly shaking their child or whatever else it might have been, that some people are now suggesting, before they get banned, that might have been associated with vaccine reactions. What do they call cytokine storms, if I'm remembering the word right. Bad news. But hey, when you're immune from the effects of your totalitarian decrees, you can get away with about anything now, can't you? All right, as we get ready to head to the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go towards the border invasion situation. Yeah, there is a connection, obviously, because people that aren't afraid of the vaccines but are afraid of the neighbor kid who hasn't been vaccinated aren't afraid either of thousands upon thousands. In fact, 100,000, well, 109,000 was the number that was released just this week in April alone. 109,000 illegals that were caught across the border and then released. How many more came across that weren't caught? How many of them have various diseases? Well, the answer is you don't know, because unlike what used to happen at Ellis Island, they're not being quarantined, not nearly to the same extent, but Border Patrol officials, ICE and others are saying, oh, there's all kinds of nasty stuff coming across en masse, and any of it, all of it, I guess you'd have to say, is probably worse than mumps and measles and German measles, rubella. So here we go. Quick story or two to take us to the music. From Zero Hedge and other sources, over 1% of the populations, the entire populations of Guatemala and Honduras have now entered the United States since the month of September alone. This from Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan. And in one county in Guatemala, the number is 3% of the entire populace has come north. I won't give you all the details here, but he called it a security and humanitarian crisis, saying the situation is not sustainable. Duh. Trends are deepening and accelerating, and the numbers are downright shocking, even though the obvious conclusion is being widely denied. Yes, there's a border invasion. It is, in fact, an emergency. And the proposed solutions at the federal level are even worse than the invasion. And that's where we'll go when we come back.
nothing but the devil's high.